This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Joe Rogan has recently come out on the Palestine issue and said the following. Let's take a look.
Hey, I want to know what she was fired for. Because was it criticism of Israel? Was it, I mean, did she show that Edward Snowden video that he put up on Twitter that shows them drone bombing those kids that are, or those men, I should say, unarmed people that were walking towards the rubble that clearly weren't causing any danger to anybody?
Yeah, right.
They just bombed them.
Yeah, no, it's your duty. It's just like for Biden or whoever you like, you're supposed to cover up for them. Because
but the whole thing is like they're always saying they're only targeting Hamas and everybody else is a casualty. Well, if those guys are just unarmed civilians and they're walking alone, that's what they appear to be.
Dresden.
And you just blast them from the sky with robots.
This is the tragedy of war.
Yeah, this is insane. And no one knows what to think now, because if you can't talk about that, if you can't say that's real, then you're saying that genocide is okay as long as we're doing it. And
that is what we're saying.
And if you're saying that from a perspective of someone who literally went through the Holocaust, or your people, your tribe, went through the fucking Holocaust, and now you're willing to do it?
I hope the irony's not lost on you.
It's so nuts. It's so hard to imagine that someone, where a culture, like a country was like officially founded in, what, 47?
48.
48? Okay. Officially founded. So that's so recent. and you guys are willing to do what was done to you that led you to believe that you needed to start your own country? You're willing to do that, at least on a small scale, in Gaza? Like, there's nothing left. If you see the video.
Now, I must say, this is something to be commended. This is something that we respect as the Muslim community, as the pro-Palestinian activists, as humans who care about other humans. We must say we respect this brave and gallant step from Joe Rogan. Despite the consternation or the insult that some people, as we will know, in America or other parts of the world will have to his comments, he didn't care. He came out and said them anyway. This is, in fact, moral courage. However, one must ask the question. If this is, in fact, a mini Holocaust, or if it is, in fact, a mini genocide, as you claim, Joe Rogan, then what are we going to do about it? You and I have big platforms. You, much more so than I. And do we not, the question is, have a moral responsibility to hold to account those pro-Zionist people who are still calling for the killing of women and children en masse in order to achieve some phantom political objective where there is no end game in place for the Israeli Defense Forces, who are in fact the Israeli occupation forces? Are we not now, if we are witnessing, as you claim, as we agree, a mini Holocaust of some sorts, going to make the step and promote or bring attention or challenge those antagonists who are attacking humanity with this heinous crime against humanity in Gaza? And this is the question. You're right, Joe Rogan. And you are not just right, but you are on the right side of history, hopefully. But let that be the first step you take, that we take together, to bigger and better things. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that when the son of Adam dies, all of his good deeds are interrupted. They are finished, except for three things. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity, and a beneficial knowledge, and also a righteous offspring that makes dua for him. Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center, and fulfilling a great portion of this hadith on your behalf. establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you will have on your scale. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.